right, guys, welcome into another edition of Market Abilities. Look, here's what we try to do. It's the MGM podcast. We simply want you to learn, and we're learning at the same time. We want to develop together, and then we want to launch.
Yep.
Right? And Amy's over there going, okay, let me think about that. What's happening? Okay, so welcome in, Amy, and tell us a little bit about your business, and then let's just talk about the world of couture and gowns and beauty.
Well, I have a sales background, marketing, business, and I decided I wanted something more, and I wanted to be in business for myself. Well,
sure.
At the time, boutiques were really trendy, so everybody was into fast fashion. So I went on a limb, and I quit my full-time job, and I opened up a boutique, went full-time entrepreneur.
How scary was that?
It was really, really scary.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't agree with me. People who I thought loved me and supported me didn't.
Yeah.
They just was like, what are you doing? But I ended up adding a salon as well. I added a few booths. I had some girls in there doing hair, and I was selling clothes, but more and more, the custom clothing I found was bringing in more revenue than the fast fashion.
Sure.
Wow. So I began focusing on my custom business, and it's kind of started off with t-shirts, went to tutus, and then my daughter went to prom and I made her prom gown, and that's when I had like this light bulb.
Right.
Like, why am I making $100 tutus when I can make $1,000 gowns?
That's true. You know? And she always has the tape around her neck, so she's ready. Like, you need anything custom today.
Yes.
It's such an important part now of any celebration is, what are you going to wear? You know, what are you going to look like? And so many times now, I know women in particular, they want that original. They want to look special and not have to worry about somebody walking in with the same thing.
Yes, that's a big thing, especially for prom. These girls, that's like their worst nightmare. Please. And they're very picky with me. Please don't show anybody my dress. Don't post my dress until I wear it. I had to learn. I have to wait until they wear it to post it.
And here's what's crazy. Those girls ain't even buying those dresses. That's mom and daddy probably.
But I actually understand that, because I'll be working on a song that I'm creating with an artist. And like, I want to post like, oh my gosh, this whole drum take or something or bass line is like awesome. And he's like, no, don't. Don't. Wait till we release it, and then you can post all those videos. I'm like, so okay, it makes sense.
It is frustrating, though. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's been the most outlandish thing requested of you thus far? You haven't had a call from Lady Gaga and asked to make another meat dress or anything, have you?
No.
I think if she did, she couldn't say.
Oh, right. She was going to tell me.
No, I haven't. I haven't worked with any celebrities yet, but I have.
Besides Angie.
Yes, Angie is my first celebrity. Of course, I said she's a high profile
client. Using the term loosely. Okay.
I do plan on maybe making a few samples. Dolly Parton, I've always wanted to make her a dress, and I've thought about just sending her one.
I've always wanted to interview Dolly, so it'll be a package deal.
And Dolly.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey. I feel like you guys could team up and make that happen.
What's that sound bite? She said, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap.
Is that right?
Dolly says that.
Interesting. Oh,
she does. I love Shani. She ain't afraid to push them up and poke it out.
I mean, wasn't that the thing like, what was it, like 10 years ago when we all started wearing holes in our jeans and stuff like that? And my dad would always be like, he's like, that's what my jeans would look like after I'd work on the farm for you know, 3 years or whatever.
And you spend $100 for somebody to rip them and look really cool. So what is it when you tackle these designs? I mean, are you just looking for that originality? Do you want to put your own little signature on it? What are some of the things that you're doing?
I like to think I put my own signature on my gowns. I'd like for people to be able to see it and instantly know, boom, that's an Amy Diamond gown.
Okay.
You know, you find that at Dime Couture.
Nice. And that was a great plug right there. I loved that, the way that worked. So how do you like to work with your clients? What's the best way to go about the process?
The first step is to go to my website, dimecouture.com, and you'll click on the special occasion tab. You can shop on there as well. There's a few things ready to ship. But the special occasions tab, you'll find the link to all the consultations.
Okay.
So there's a prom consultation, wedding consultation, or just a special occasion consultation.
Okay.
And that you pick your time. You pick whether or not you want to be in person or over the phone, and we'll meet, and that's when the ideas come together. We can complete a sketch together, look at materials, get measurements and all that fun stuff, and it goes from there.
Then the magic.
Yes.
The magic happens. Yeah.
The magic of the dress.
So you've got it all figured out. Do you have, because you're one person, mm-hmm. right? And like you said, for it to be your design, you technically need to be in control of that design and that fit or that outfit or that gown. Do you have a limit? Do you know how many you want to take on in a given year? Or how are you going to work around that when you're, when you blow up here, you got to multiply somehow.
I do have a couple good friends that have came over and set up late nights with me and helped me stitch.
And that's stuff.
Okay. Yeah. You talked about Project Runway. I would love to have a studio like that with set up workstations where yes. me and a team can just go in there and knock out like 20 dresses. Perfect. You know, mm-hmm. that's essentially what I'm going to have to do if I want to expand. Because oh, yeah. I'm only yeah, one person, that's awesome. Me by myself. Year to date, I've done close to 50.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy.
But that's like no sleep.
Yeah.
I've worked really hard. Right. Prom season is the big yeah. part of the year.
It for is me. Crazy what those girls are yeah. spending on dresses and what they, I mean, they come up with some great, great things. Do you have a favorite? Do you have that one gown that you've made that you still is just the light of your
Well,
heart?
The last gown I made was for a good friend of mine. She got married, and I actually got to participate in like the bachelorette party.
Okay,
that's cool.
And I ended up making all the bridesmaid dresses, the flower girls dresses, and her gown was just breathtaking. We're waiting on the photos to get back from the professional photographer, but it had a 7-foot train, and it was gold and white beaded. It was
oh
beautiful.
My gosh.
It was beautiful, and she's beautiful. It was a great experience. That was one of my awesome. Favorites so that's far. So but cool. I'm moving forward. That could change next week.
So do you stay booked by word of mouth, or do you actually do any marketing for yourself at all?
I don't have a marketing budget right now. No, okay. It's all social media, word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Recommendations, just like how I met Angie here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Day by day.
it works. I mean, you know, what he's going for there is that there will come a time that you'll need someone to come over and photograph all your dresses mm-hmm. or all your designs and make sure that you're not only social media is great to target among your friend group and people maybe once, twice removed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But man, what you do, there's such a demand for it. As soon as you can find that budget that just you want to go into digital where when someone Googles, you know, custom or couture or something,
yes.
you want to pop up.
Well, I did work with a guy who helped me with my Google optimization, and I seen it.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's not as good as we are at media. So, yeah.
But I did notice
it
does work.
It does work.
And that was when I had my storefront.
Okay.
People just started showing up.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
so cool.
From Googling.
Yeah. It does work, and it's crazy because nowadays it's not spitballing. You know, if we know we're targeting people who may need that custom design, that couture gown, we can actually do. Have you ever heard of foot traffic conversions?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So you can tell when they walk across the front of your mm-hmm. door now. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
They're here, yeah. you know. And that's the other thing. We grapple with it all the time. We talk about this. We can bring people to your front door, but what you do with them once they arrive is on you.
Yes.
And a lot of times businesses fail to realize that, mm-hmm. you know. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I can say I ran into that a bit because how he marketed it was like I was a come in and try on dresses store.
Oh.
And at the time I was growing, I was busting at the seams. I couldn't even keep up with my custom orders, so let alone have something in there for you to try on.
Oh.
And that's yeah. exactly what
that's
happened.
That's why you were fired, sir. I'm sorry. You're done. No, but it is a good time to be an entrepreneur. It is a good time to be in business for yourself. But I think the misnomer or what people don't realize is how much work it is.
It is.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
But somehow
it's literally every day.
It's exhausting.
It is, yeah. But somehow doesn't it just feel better than going and working for somebody else?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like there's no way I could go back to like a normal job.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you were always expendable, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying that companies mean to be designed that way, but the moment they learn from their CFO or somebody, hey, we got to cut this budget and maybe you're making too much. You're out. I don't care if you have a clean record or slate or whatever.
I even tell people, like, even if you do love your 9-to-5 job, sure, whatever, totally sure. fine. I tell them to switch from a W-2 to a 1099 because this the tax benefits alone of that's working right. for yourself is yes. just insanely good.
It is incredible. It yeah. is. Yes.
The home office write-off.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
This is your little tax tip for the day. Yes. Yeah, that's cool. So where do you see yourself going? Where other than the group of people in the workstation, do you want to have multiple locations? Do you want to be more of an online platform? How can you work that?
I would like to have a studio, like I said, with the work area, and okay. then maybe a front showroom. Oh. Not necessarily multiple locations, but I could see myself having gowns in stores around the country.
Sure.
Like one of one, an Amy Diamond original. One of three.
Yeah.
Is that the pop-up term that people use? It's like this designer featured here today or whatever. I guess a pop-up, you'd have to be there maybe because a pop-up, you're selling, you're doing all that stuff. Yeah. You would just be showcased because people would just see the gown and like, I want that.
Yes, yes. Okay. And it's the only one in the country. So, right. of course, that makes the value of it a little bit more.
What's the ideal spot of your business where you want to be? So, like, if you were able to, like, hire the people to do all the stuff that you don't like to do, what is exactly, you know, whenever you got to that point?
You don't want to deal with the customers or somebody else.
Well, yes, there's a lot of work when it comes to the construction of the gowns.
Right.
That is just busy work.
Yeah.
Okay.
That my daughters help me with, but I could see myself bringing other people on. I definitely want to be in charge of the designs, mm-hmm. Not necessarily the production, but the designs, and a certain extent the marketing.
Okay.
Yeah. But not saying that I wouldn't be open to having help there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. But you wouldn't be doing the one making sure the posts go out, making sure that the ads are being run properly.
Oh, no.
You would be like, hey, this is my idea for what we should do next.
Right.
Yes.
Implement it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, here's some pictures. Do something.
Do something with it. Yeah. I love that.
Make these pictures look cooler than they already are. Yeah. Yes.
And we do that a lot for clients. I think for me, the paperwork, if I could give up paperwork, you know, that's it's the invoicing. It's the just the accounting side of it all. It's just been for a lot of people. That's when, you know, the head starts to spin around and people are like, I don't think I can do this. But there are trained professionals out there who could help you in that regard as well, if you trust them.
Yeah. And if you get to that point financially, it's a no brainer.
Right.
Because it's like you would relieve so much stress and so much headache just hire someone to do it.
Oh, yes. Definitely. I've been there, done that. My husband's owner operator.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Paperwork. You understand.
Been there, done that.
So, Missouri, right now, is that where most of your clientele?
I do have some Illinois, Kentucky.
Yes, you do. Okay. Yeah.
Kentucky, okay. Tennessee, Dyersburg. A few girls down there that have supported me. I've shipped up to Champaign, Illinois.
Nice. See? Look how that
So kind of the little heartland there.
I got it. I get it.
But there is no limit to where and who you'll work
No.
with.
No, there's not. No. I'll fly out.
Yeah. Dolly? Back to Dolly.
Nashville ain't far.
That's right, girl. And I do love, I mean, the other thing that you don't try to, you know, sometimes people think, okay, if I work with somebody local or I work with somebody in a smaller market, I mean, we're here in Southern Illinois, and I guess it would be considered a small market, but yet we do a lot of large campaigns for people in, you know, St. Louis and Atlanta, Nashville, whatever. Mm-hmm. Too many times people say, I got to go to the big city to get that. Well, you're going to go to the big city to get that, but you're going to pay 10, 20 times more. Mm-hmm. And what people don't realize, and here's what I loved about what you said, you were willing to go to Chicago, to Atlanta. You know, you also know where to find the textiles, the fabrics for those dresses.
Yes.
And not have those enormous markups because you're on Michigan Avenue.
Oh, yes.
People need to realize that.
Right.
You know, that's where you save. So do not discount a Missouri or an Illinois or, you know, anybody in this region. And I'm not saying that just because we're here in Illinois or anything.
And
like
with
that.
The internet, you don't have
that's
to.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, I don't have to move exactly. my family to LA to make
that's
it.
That's right. Yeah. I love that.
You don't have to pay a $5,000 rent.
Right.
To,
exactly.
To I love it. That. Yeah. So you kind of touched on it at the beginning that it was a little frightening, but we do. You know, we always try to encourage people who are watching that have not yet been brave enough to take that step. So what would you say to them to get them to step out today and say, you know, you got to believe in yourself? And I know there are a lot of sleepless nights, in particular if you bring on other people, there's a lot of weight on your shoulders. But like Lucas pointed out, at the end of the day, if you know that no one will outwork you, go for it, baby.
Yes.
Go for it. I mean, yes. what would you also say to people who might be watching and listening?
People who are thinking about being entrepreneurs, go for it. Jump off the cliff and build your ladder on the way down.
Oh, that's so good.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I did.
That was excellent. I'm so glad I asked that question. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Jump off the cliff and build your ladder on the way down.
Yes.
I just need to go put the obvious. Let's write that up in the sky or something. That's brilliant. That's good stuff. Yeah. All right. You typically close out with some intellectual thoughts or thought provoking.
Oh, man. I don't know.
We're fried today. Yeah, we've been working all morning.
Yeah, lack of sleep.
Yeah. All right. Just keep doing great things then. Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, oh, no. Actually, I do have something.
You got one. Good.
So I realized, you know, everybody's like, I have a good and bad day, right?
Right.
It's like, no, you actually only have good days.
That's right.
But it's the amount of good you decide to pull from the day.
That's another one. Okay.
That's tough.
Big.
Yeah, that's a gym.
Yeah.
So true. Any day that you wake up on this side of the earth.
Yeah, because if you're still alive.
If you're alive.
It's a good day.
That's a great day. Yeah. No doubt. Day. That's a great way to end it. All right. Hey, thanks.
Yes, and thank you
so much.
Thank
where you. Can people find you? Go ahead and give that one more time.
Dimecouture.com. That's D-Y-M-E.
That's it. Couture, baby. Okay. Mm-hmm. Remember that. All right. Yes. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And we look forward to seeing all that you do in the future.
You. So. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, guys. So till next time.
Yep.
Right?
Yes. Also follow Market Abilities on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
That's right.
Cool.
See ya.
See you guys.
Bye.